What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 8, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. So let's get on into it. Our third hour guest today will be Wolfgang Halbig, talking about his observations regarding the Parkland shooting. So we're looking forward to that. We just hooked up last night and arranged that. So sorry that we didn't have more advance notice about that. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three tomorrow. First of all, happy International Women's Day. And everybody's like, wow, International Women's Day. Apparently some McDonald's have taken the golden arches on their signs outside the restaurant and flipped them over to make a giant W. And I look at that, and the first thing that I think of is, when is International Men's Day? Because it does seem like there's a bias out there in our society. Well, if you're watching TV, Trump has just now announced that he will move forward with the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. They go into effect about 15 days from now. The trade war has just started for real. And, of course, Mexico and Canada are very concerned about this, and Trump is saying he may grant them an exception if they're willing to renegotiate the NAFTA deal. So this is going to get nasty before it gets any better. We already have a caller online, Karen Quinn Tostado. Oh, Karen, long time no hear from. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael Rivero. First of all, I want to say thank you so very much for all the hours that you put into United We Strike, and for all the help that you gave me, and all the airwaves, you know, the time on the airwaves, because I really appreciate it. And although it didn't go where we were hoping it would go, Michael, all of a sudden I see light at the horizon, and I would like to share that United We Strike has put the New World Order on notice, starting March 15th as a global day of independence for the people. I've also just realized that I've talked to another friend of mine who is also involved in United We Strike, who's been successfully winning in the legal part. So what I want to say is that I ran up my credit cards. I walked away from them. The reason that I didn't stay with United We Strike was I still wanted to be respectful and live up to what other people's expectations were. I almost died last year. I was so sick. I refused to go to a hospital. If I had, I would have had a bag on my hip. I just went through it again this last week, 2 weeks actually. I've been in bed and asking my inner guidance, what am I missing? What do I need to learn here that I just don't get? And I'll tell you, it was extremely painful, and I actually thought that I might be dying again, and I came out to call up the acupuncturist who I'd seen last year, who had helped me, but because I was a new patient, I had to wait like 3 weeks. So I called up on a Thursday morning to say, "Matt, is there any way you can get me in an emergency?" And she knows my history, and she definitely heard I was ill, but she was booked because she really cared about her patients, and she was booked until Monday at 10:30. In my mind, had I been the acupuncturist, I would have said, "You know, give me a second," and I would have called my regular customers to see which one of them would have been willing to wait instead of coming in on Thursday and come on Monday because they were feeling okay. But
okay,
and then
Karen,
I would switch.
Karen,
yes.
This is sounding more like a personal phone call than a call
into a political
talk show. Yeah,
all right.
we need to stop
here. And
what
it is, Michael, is I've given up everything, and I've learned that the only healing is within myself. I'm walking away from everything I held dear, including my marriage. I love my husband very much. He hasn't heard me all this time. I stayed back there. I totally cleaned out my body enough to where I realize that I've got to follow my spirit. And I know this is a bunch of horse crap, and they're using live bullets now on our children. So imagine, now I'm up out of bed. I didn't even think I would be that, but because I've been only drinking distilled water, I've rebuilt myself
Karen, I hate to cut you off, but we've got a lot of news today, and we've got other callers who are calling on in. And like I said, this sounds like a personal phone call we should have just one-on-one because of our prior relationship. And so with deep apologies, I'm going to say thank you. We're going to let you go because I really do need to get into the news. So we'll talk to you soon. And getting on back to the news here. Interesting little article came out of Veterans News Now calling Jeff Sessions the Mr. Magoo buffoon. And basically they're saying that Sessions is playing this, I can't see any evidence of crimes over there with the DNC and Hillary and so forth, that he's reminding people of the Mr. Magoo cartoon character, which our younger audience may not understand who that is, but you can look it up online. Now, interestingly, Jeff Sessions, in responding to pressure from Congress to appoint a second special counsel, says that he already has a Department of Justice prosecutor who is outside D.C. looking into the issues uncovered by the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte. Well, it certainly appears that way. But I think Sessions is just trying to duck the appointment of a special counsel looking into the Clintons. I may be wrong. I would be very pleased to find out I'm wrong. But he should be appointing a special counsel. He shouldn't be going outside and just saying, I've got this outside person looking at it, so just go away and don't bother me anymore. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Story out of Sputnik News saying the same thing about Mueller that I've been saying. It's a fishing expedition. He's just trying to find dirt on Trump, and nothing illustrates that better than the fact that he is now looking into the payment made by Donald Trump to porn star Stormy Daniels. And this is all being dragged up again. Mueller is now in the gutter at this point. And what does Stormy Daniels have to do with Russia collusion, which is what Mueller's investigation is supposed to be looking at? So... It is. It's a fishing expedition. Now, this was a little surprising to me. Basically, Trey Gowdy was doing an interview on TV about what he wants to get done. And he was asked about Hillary Clinton's email server scandal. And to my tremendous surprise, he said, well, that prosecutorial decision has already been made. That ship has sailed. And he's not interested in a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Well, Hillary was not exonerated, and a later attorney general can reverse the decision on whether to prosecute or not. And for Trey Gowdy to be running interference on that email server scandal only reinforces my thought that Hillary Clinton was using that email server with its very weak security to pass U.S. government secrets to foreign interests, who then repaid her with generous donations to the Clinton Foundation. And again, a scandal of this size could bring the entire government down, and that's probably why Gowdy is on board with it. But I must say, I'm very, very disappointed in his comment on that. Now, over at the Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson is under fire because he wants to slash anti-discrimination language from HUD's mission statement in favor of language that emphasizes self-sufficiency. And Ben Carson really stepped in it on this one. Everybody's going to be screaming, you know, the racist Trump administration. Frankly, self-sufficiency and anti-discrimination are not mutually exclusive. He should have kept the anti-discrimination language in there and added whatever he wanted to emphasize self-sufficiency. So, not very smart over there. Now, the House Oversight Committee is calling for an investigation into Barack Obama, and they're looking at the huge number of regulations enacted during his presidency. And in contrast, when it came to government surveillance, Obama deregulated everything. In fact, one of the last things Obama did in office was to sign off on new rules relaxing NSA restrictions on sharing their data with other people. In effect, anything NSA finds can now be passed on to other agencies. Now, previously, if they were to spy on someone and captured a conversation their target had with a friend, the name of the friend had to be redacted to protect his or her identity. That apparently is no longer the case, which is what led to these unmasking issues, I think. Now, getting on over to that Russian double agent and his daughter, they are apparently recovering from this chemical that was in the envelope, and they're reported to be in stable condition. They're still out there screaming, oh, this was obviously Russia, it was Russia. They were trying to get rid of him the way that they did Alexander Litvinenko. The two cases are very different. Litvinenko was a good man who attempted to expose abuses of power within Russia in defense of the rights of Russians. Skripal, the current spy, is a traitor. He sold the identities of Russian agents abroad to Great Britain in exchange for hard cash. And some of those agents may have died as a result of it. And this could be MI5 or MI6. And where it gets really interesting is this poisoned Russian spy was very good friends with a consultant who's connected to the Steele dossier on Donald Trump, the dodgy dossier. And that opens up another avenue where somebody would have a motive to silence him. Now, AIPAC is getting ready to wind up in town. Everybody's over there bowing and scraping to Almighty Israel. Right now, the Republican Jewish Coalition is calling for the resignation of seven Democrats over their ties to Louis Farrakhan, who they consider to be an anti-Semite. And they're just out there saying, you have to leave now. You have to leave now. Speaking of leaving now, it just broke that John McCain is going to step down because of his medical issues, and clear the way for his primary challenger to win the primary down in Arizona. Meanwhile, as you may know, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is down to his last few weeks in the White House. And apparently one of the reasons that he's out there is leaving is a longstanding effort by the Zionist Organization of America to get rid of him and get somebody more pro-Israel in there. And apparently, billionaire Sheldon Adelson was funding all of this. So once again, we see pro-Israel parties in our country trying to basically pervert our government to serve Israel's interests. It's a Vichy government. We're going to take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Alec Mueller caught a boot when he went fishing. That's what Trump should give him, the boot. You know, like,
yes.
I'm still waiting on Trump to do something. Something. You know, what are we waiting for, you know? Like I said, the fourth term.
I agree. You know, I agree. I mean, you know, he got his tariffs through, you know, he's getting his wall built, but he's turned his back on the independent media, which helped put him into office. If the independent media hadn't existed, Hillary Clinton would be president of the United States this very moment. And I keep saying he's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start cleaning house and stop letting Israel push him around, stop letting Israel flood the White House with pro-Israel advisors. He was going to make America great again. Instead, he's making Israel great again.
And he's not making America great again, dancing with the Saudis. Remember the sword dance? That
yes.
Crushed me too, Mike. The Saudis are wretched. They're just wretched. You know, like, not the people, but just the government. And the percentage of the Wahhabists where, you know, they have to basically appease. Because if they don't, they'll be killed. You know, because the Wahhabists are a very powerful group in Saudi Arabia, you know. But, Mike, I got to tell people, like, I hear a lot of people, even on the forums and message boards, saying, oh, China stole our jobs. Or, you know, China took our jobs. China didn't take our jobs or China didn't steal our jobs. They were given the opportunity to, you know, work for the American people as slave labor. You know, like, I have a problem with just people just saying China's the bad guy, you know, like, I don't know, what's your take? Like, I mean, people say, you know, they stole our jobs. They didn't steal, it was given to them by our own
That's
government.
That's exactly right. Well, by our own government, by our own corporations. People seem to forget that George W. Bush changed the tax laws to incentivize the offshoring of jobs. And that's really where the fault lies. China just simply took advantage of the situation. So did the corporations. They wanted to manufacture for the lowest possible cost. And they didn't care the fact that when they put their own American people out of work, then they're going to have fewer customers. And that's why the consumer economy collapsed.
And a lot of people don't know this, but NAFTA was under Clinton. CAFTA was under Bush. 5 million jobs left just under Bush alone. So those jobs are not coming back. I'm sorry. I mean, that's a lot of jobs, man. I mean, geez. You know, but people don't realize what's going on. There's been a power shift going on. That's what it's come down to, and it's inevitable that you can't stop it. And Trump can try to fix something, but it's not going to help because the majority, it's too late.
We're hearing all this stuff about Russia, is a threat to America's domination of the world, and China's a threat for this or that reason, and they're pulling ahead. No, the reality is the United States is falling behind. It's an empire in collapse. It's committed economic and political suicide, and now it's just looking for a place to fall down.
And I voted for Trump. I put myself under a Democratic Party. I'm more of an independent in New Jersey, but I like Trump on his, on certain of his views. But one thing I don't like Trump on, obviously he's flip flopping like John Kerry. He's got a closet full of flip flops. But I mean, he goes off on the cuff. Mike, I wish Putin was our president. I really do. He doesn't say anything that's stupid. You know what I mean? It's just a total night and day difference between what's going on in our, destabilized country opposed to, Putin, I mean, I'm not, a Putin puppet or anything, but I mean, did you ever hear him say anything stupid, just as crazy, what's going on now?
No, that's why when they came out in the British press with that claim that Putin said, "We will poison you," and it's so out of character with him. He thinks before he speaks. He's very calm. He's very polite, can be funny when he wants to be. I mean, that kind of rhetoric, Khrushchev talked like that, but not Putin. It was very obvious they just made that up.
Yeah, the guy who's poisoned now with his daughter who's recovering,
yes.
He wouldn't be recovering. So it was either himself poisoning him, make it look like he was paid off because of the MI5, the British, to make, to blame Russia. Blame Russia on that. Blame Russia on the doping of the Olympics. Blame Russia on invading Ukraine. We all know this is bull. You know how you can figure out it's a lie? It just keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's too much propaganda. Too much propaganda kills the propaganda.
You're absolutely right about that. People are getting burned out with it, and every time they come out with another claim that doesn't work out, and then they just try another one, It's called the spaghetti approach. You just keep throwing it against the wall until something sticks. But people are wise to that right now. That's one of the reasons the corporate media numbers are as low as they are. CNNs are down in the basement, and a lot of people think it's because they do nothing. They do almost nothing except constant Russia, 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 Russia. People don't want to hear it anymore. They recognize war propaganda when they see it.
Marsha, 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 Marsha. Hey, Mike, you know what's funny? You look at Putin. He cares about his country. He cares about the people there. He's trying to, get rid of corruption. But over here, it's just, we're all corrupt. The whole government is just, every institution, FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, top to bottom, Mike, it's just corrupt down to the local police departments. Not all of them, but, a lot of them. It's just a lot of corruption going on, and then people think Putin's a bad guy. He's taking care of his own people and his own country. Something that we should have been doing with our own government.
Have you ever heard the old expression, "A fish rots from the head down"? That's exactly what happens with nations. When the government becomes rotten and corrupt, it spreads downward through the whole society.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Mike, it's going to take us down, and the West is being taken down with it because the fish rots down in the whole Western world, including the British, the French, the Germans. They're all in the same
group. Anyway, I'll let you go. commercial break. Got to let you go. Thank you very much, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, have you watched the this year's spectacle of everybody making obeisance to Israel at AIPAC, and some of the films like Kamala Harris, My Senator, and Pence, and, you know, everybody.
I peeked in a little bit, but then my stomach starts getting queasy, and I have to switch over to the cartoon channel. I did catch where Chuck Schumer came on out and said the reason there's no peace between Israel and Palestine is the Palestinians don't believe in the Torah, which...
That's pretty bad. Look where we're at here. We're killing Russians by the hundreds in Syria because of Israel. Really, we're in Ukraine because of the neocons. Everywhere you look, George Soros is making some kind of trouble. Everywhere you look, Sheldon Adelson is buying off more politicians, building our embassy, getting us to move to Jerusalem, funding this, funding that, funding the president. Jared Kushner's everywhere. We've got the bankers who, you know, talk about the jobs being put out overseas. The bankers made money on all that. And then you look at our First Amendment rights, which are being sold down the river because everybody's afraid to criticize Israel. You can't even talk about the Holocaust. You can't even discuss it. It's beyond discussion. And anybody who brings it up, of course, is shouted down as an anti-Semite. And that is where we are.
Yeah, but remember that interview that Amy Goodman did several years ago with a former member of the Knesset? And the member of the Knesset said, it's just a trick. They shout anti-Semite because they want to scare people into talking, because people are asking questions Israel doesn't have a good answer for. So they just scream Jew-hater and anti-Semite to shut everybody up. And it's a trick, and unfortunately it works, except I think they're burning it out. It's just like CNN's ratings with the Russia coverage. Israel supporters have been shouting Jew-hater and anti-Semite so much it's lost its shock value.
Well, if it's lost its shock value, Mike, they've certainly purchased more people, like more bots and talking, you know, like fake people on the web and people who are paid shills on the web to shout you down.
Yep.
They're still ruining everybody. They still have access to all of the intercepts from our intelligence agencies for all Americans that they can blackmail or shout us down or steal from us even. And
yes.
And now that we have they're willing to sell out 330 million Americans' First Amendment rights just so you can't criticize Israel. And you wonder, is this a fifth column, would you say, or what? I'm not asking you that.
Yeah, it's starting to look like it. It's starting to look like it. They want to turn the United States into Israel West, and they want us to live under the same tight controls that the people of Israel do, or rather the Palestinians do. Because they don't like us, they think we're inferior, they don't trust us, that whole concept of God's chosen people is inherently racist, and they're raised with that from birth, that they're special, they have this unshakable sense of entitlement and superiority, they're causing a lot of trouble here, and unfortunately our current crop of politicians is perfectly willing to sell out to them.
They're shouting white supremacists at everybody now, but I mean, what we're really looking at are Jewish supremacists. I mean, if they're controlling our foreign policy and where we go to war, which they are, if they're controlling our finances and the central banks, which they are, if they're controlling everything we see in the mainstream media and movies and everything else. Oh, by the way, there's a new movie coming out about how great the Entebbe raid is. Not to say that of course the British have said that the Entebbe raid was staged, but there's a new movie coming out about how heroic Entebbe was.
Charles Bronson. I heard this other one with Charles Bronson, so I'm not going to watch it. Yeah, it is. We're living under foreign puppet rule, and we shouldn't be no more comfortable with it than the people of Afghanistan or Iraq or Libya or any of the other places that are subject to foreign puppet rule. They're very angry. They have every right to be. If Trump really wants to make America great, he has to make America American. And we have all of these Israeli government officials who are dual citizens who serve in the Israeli government, then they come here and they find their way into the U.S. government. Now, no government can serve two masters, and a government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. And that's why I keep saying, in these troubled times, we need leaders who put America first, second, and third. And I thought that's what we were getting with Donald Trump, but we did not get the Donald Trump we voted for. We got something else. Tremendous disappointment.
Can I make one point before I go? And that is, you know,
real
about Ahed Tamimi, the 16-year-old Palestinian girl who slapped the Israeli soldier who entered her property and they had just blinded or basically shot her cousin in the face. But at any rate, they put her in prison, and they're going to put her in prison for years. And that's what they're
doing.
Okay,
I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I got to cut you off because we got another commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and getting on back to AIPAC, our politicians are getting ready to shred the First Amendment. They want to criminally outlaw support for the boycott campaign against Israel. Now, boycotts are an internationally recognized form of peaceful protest, and peaceful protest is covered by the First Amendment. And we're starting to hear about there should be a Palestine exception to free speech. No, if there's an exception to speech, it's not free speech, it's permitted speech. And if they try and do this, this has to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And I can't imagine the Supreme Court would view restrictions on protests against Israel as anything but a violation of our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances, because a lot of what Israel is doing is being done with our money. And when you look at the gun grabbers who are always out there trying to say that those who manufacture and sell the guns bear the guilt for the murders that are committed with them, well, then we as taxpayers share the guilt for what Israel is doing to Palestine and to Lebanon and to Iran and to Syria, on and on and on. Now, Trump's Department of Justice is getting ready to release the documents regarding the Fast and Furious gun walking program that was conducted under the Obama administration and withheld by former Attorney General Eric Holder. And they're going to be released, and I can imagine that Obama's going to be very, very nervous about it. And a lot of this is coming from the brother of the border control agent who was shot by an illegal immigrant that had acquired one of these guns provided to Mexican drug cartels at taxpayer expense by the U.S. government. Now, the official story was they were providing these guns to track where they went through the drug cartels, which really does not make a lot of sense to me. What I think was happening is they wanted to create a drug monopoly to drive prices up. And so they provided weapons to this one cartel here. Now, there's a candidate for Congress who's warning New York voters to check their registrations today. It sounds like there's been another attempt to disenfranchise people by tampering with registrations again, just like they did in 2016. Now, the New York Board of Elections has admitted to illegally deleting 200,000 voter registrations in Brooklyn alone in 2016. Mostly Trump voters, I might add. Similar purges were happening all across the country, most notably in Arizona, where the Arizona Secretary of State confirmed election fraud took place. Isn't that weird? They're disenfranchising legal American voters at the same time they're trying to get the illegal immigrants to vote. That's how skewed up and messed our election system has become. Unfortunately, I think the deadline for re-registering in New York has already come and gone. So if your registration has been altered, you can't do anything about it. That was another dirty trick that was being done. People were showing up at the polls and found their party affiliation had been changed. People who were registered as Republicans all of a sudden were being handed the Democratic primary ballot. They say, I'm not a Democrat. Say, well, your voter registration says you are. I mean, the election fraud in 2016 was just obvious in everybody's face. And I can't understand why Donald Trump, knowing the fight that we had to overcome the election fraud in 2016, isn't doing anything about it. Now, yes, I know the Department of Homeland Security is checking the integrity of the voting machines, but we saw on the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy how those machines can be rigged without getting inside them. And a lot of them are rigged at the point of manufacture. Bev Harris discovered that about the GEM system in those Diebold election machines. Now, Tucker Carlson, it was out there with a report on how the Texas Attorney General Paxton says there's ample evidence of widespread illegal immigrant voting in Texas. And all of this benefits the Democrats. Now, Judicial Watch's Freedom of Information Law lawsuit against the New York Police Department basically started Tuesday in New York State Supreme Court. Under state FOIL laws, Judicial Watch sought records, a final report, and key audio tape of a 1013 officer in distress call made in the 46-year-old Philip Cardillo murder case. And the New York Police Department told Judicial Watch to go to the dark regions, and instead they are now suing. A lot of dirt is coming on out here. Now, there's an interesting little follow-up. There's another case out there. Remember the 2015 attack on the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas? And it started to come on out. This appeared to be set up by FBI undercover informants. And apparently a text message surfaced sent from an undercover FBI agent to the terrorists saying, tear up Texas, which is what they then went on to do. And the FBI is out there saying, really, it's innocuous. It's meaningless. Everybody sends text messages saying tear up a state. It's nothing to look at. But apparently they're nervous enough where the FBI has now asked the judge to dismiss the lawsuit because they're worried about the details about this undercover operation coming out to the public, which has already seen a plethora of these cases where supposedly somebody is a terrorist, and then you find out they were basically set up by the FBI. FBI finds somebody who's easily controllable, somebody who's desperate for money. They groom them, and they basically encourage them to commit an act of terror for the media to wag at all of us to keep us afraid. And then 6 months down the road, the court throws it out as obvious entrapment. Now, the New York Times did a hit piece on the Trump tax cuts. And the New York Slimes claimed that Trump's tax cuts would increase taxes on the middle class. The Times made up an imaginary family and created an interactive showcase article that included the family's imaginary tax returns. The only problem was the Times got the math wrong, and now they've had to issue a correction on that story. Now, one of the editors of the New York Times, Jill Abramson, who was the first female executive editor, was fired by the paper, and it appears to be linked to the fact that she was launching an investigation into charges that the New York Times CEO, Mark Thompson, had a role in a sex scandal that embroiled the BBC. We have lost our compass, our moral compass as a society. All right, let's get on over into the war zones. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Remember over in East Ghouta, Russia set up this humanitarian pause so the civilians could get out. Then the U.S.-backed militants were shooting at the civilians to keep them in their place because they need plenty of dead bodies to blame on Russia and Syria. And apparently the civilians put together a convoy of 300 families trying to just get on out despite all of that. And the militants attacked the convoy. At least three cars have been burned. So that is getting ugly as well. I think that counts as a war crime. Now, Russia has deployed the Sukhoi 57 in Syria. Only a few of them. Some say two, some say four. And basically, they're going to showcase this jet. This is Russia's first true fifth-generation multi-role fighter. Now, they have what they call the 4++ aircraft, and it's really close to fifth. No, there's a tremendous difference. The difference between fourth generation and fifth generation is stealth capability, obviously, ability to fly at supersonic speeds without afterburners, which use up a huge amount of fuel, the ability to carry weapons inside a special internal weapons bay in order to maintain the stealthiness, an advanced situational awareness network capability, and it's really a tremendous difference. Now, the only other country which has a deployed real fifth-generation fighter is the U.S. with its F-22, but that has to fly within certain limits because they still have not solved the problem with the breathing system. And the pilots are having breathing problems. Now, in theory, the F-35 is also a fifth-generation fighter, but it's such a terrible design, and it's got problems. It can be outfought in a dogfight by 1970s vintage aircraft. The Pentagon has just requested $30 million for Syrian rebels' salary. They're being paid to be there by the United States. 10,000 Syrian rebels are on the Pentagon's payroll. They want to increase that number to 65,000. They're not there fighting for a free Syria. They're mercenaries. They're hired guns. Now, the Syrian army has deployed a new Russia-made radar system, the 1L-122-1E, and it's a small-sized system, but it's been spotted operating in Syria. Russia's doing great with all this. Everything they send to Syria looks good. People are going to Russia to buy weapons. Turkey just bought the S-400 missile system. And obviously, that's very upsetting to the U.S. military-industrial complex, whose real goal is to make a lot of money, to have the taxpayers pay to research and development weapons and then turn a profit selling them to other countries. But the other countries are backing off purchases of U.S. weapons. Ron Paul is still out there saying that 15 years in Iraq is enough, and it should be. But as you know, Iraq is demanding a timetable for when the U.S. is going to leave. And the U.S. is saying, no, we're going to stay. We're going to stay for however long we feel like. Now, a Saudi strike has killed two children, wounded several more children in North Yemen. More bodies, more civilian bodies. Apparently, three strikes hit a single family's home, killing a woman and her daughter. It's a terror campaign from the skies, the same thing that Hitler was doing to Britain with the V1 buzz bomb and the V2 missile. Just trying to beat them down where they'll accept foreign puppet rule. Now, you remember those thousands of U.S. troops that are in Israel taking part with war games, supposedly to fend off thousands of missiles being aimed at Israel. It's now been revealed that the war games are specifically dealing with an attack by Iran. Because remember what happened when we went into Iraq. Iraq understood that Israel was behind the U.S. war inside Iraq, and they started shooting missiles at Israel, which was defended by the Patriot, not very well, but it looks like they're getting ready to defend Israel from a retaliation when the eventual war on Iran takes place. Now, the Navy and Marine Corps leaders are warning that China is weaponizing capital, meaning money. And they're out there saying, they're expressing concern over China's expanding global reach and said China's rapidly buying up foreign land to win without fighting. Well, they've got the money, they're manufacturing, they've got products to sell. War ultimately comes on down to the available money to fight it with. Right now, the United States doesn't have any money. They've got debt, huge amounts of debt. Now, as you know, the USS Wasp, I'm sorry, the USS Carl Vinson and a two-ship escort docked in the Vietnam port of Da Nang on Monday. They're trying to basically bring Vietnam into this coalition to deter China, and understandably, China is very unhappy over the U.S. aircraft carrier in Vietnam. I can't imagine the ordinary Vietnamese people are very happy about it either, because they all remember what happened in the 1960s and how bad it really got. The Pentagon is very concerned about the Chinese takeover of Djibouti port. They're saying it would have significant consequences for the U.S., and the concern is obviously China is getting in the way of U.S. hegemonic domination of the world is really what it comes down to. We've been talking a lot about Russia's hypersonic weapons, which may have in part been based on U.S. hypersonic weapons. Remember that story that came on out the other day that along with the uranium, there was some technology transfer to Russia, military technology, by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State, a replay of the 1996 Chinagate scandal. Now the worry is that China has hypersonic tech, and we know they do because there was a YouTube video of one of them being tested, and the ground was in darkness, and up where the hypersonic plane was, it was still in sunlight, so it was very, very easy to see. In fact, China may have been sending a message with that. And the U.S. Navy is now expressing concern that China's hypersonic tech poses an existential risk to the U.S. carrier fleet, meaning that not only can these hypersonic weapons get past all the current defenses that we have, but it basically obsoletes the whole point of an aircraft carrier. If they can't get near to the littoral combat zone to launch their aircraft, then they're useless. All right. Here's an interesting story. This came out of the Express in Great Britain. The headline reads, Donald Trump lacks necessary expertise for North Korea nuclear missile disarmament talks. And this article quotes former officials and analysts who are out there. Basically, this is another attempt by the military-industrial complex to undermine the possibility of peace with North Korea because they want to go to war because they make a lot more money that way. I imagine they're just drooling over the possibility of an entire world at war. Now, the foreign policy establishment in Washington is upset. The Trump administration is proposing to cut funding for organizations responsible for, quote, promoting democracy abroad, end quote, meaning these organizations that go into other countries and stage color revolutions to bring down the legitimate government and impose puppet rule. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. This next story should raise the hairs on the back of your neck. And it is a story that came from thebreakingtimes.com, basically saying that the Pentagon is now saying there's a possibility of a nuclear weapon strike against the United States. And this supposedly is coming from General Paul Selva, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he said, there is compelling evidence that at least one of our potential competitors in this space believes they can get away with striking us with a low-yield weapon. Now, this is signaling a really nasty false flag. Nobody is going to attack the United States with a nuclear weapon without provocation, because they know the response would be their country melted down into a giant green glass parking lot, and the Marines are going to be sent on in to paint the lines. So for them to be making talk like this, notice he says low-yield nuclear weapon, meaning they don't want to cause too much damage, just enough to get everybody in a tizzy and saying, oh, save us from the evil nuclear powers. My concern is that if they do that, if they set off a nuclear bomb someplace in the United States, that they will then use it to justify a nuclear strike against the target country. And that could open up with everybody starting to hit the buttons and turn the keys. Because the other nuclear powers are going to realize this is just another Saddam's nuclear weapon type hoax. And they're going to realize they're all potential targets of this out-of-control, war-happy U.S. government. Getting into the economic news, U.S. trade deficit rises to $56 billion. That's the highest since 2008. And that's per month. Now, as you know, our stock market has been very volatile lately. It was another case of being mostly in the red today. It took a little bit of a dip when Trump announced the tariffs, and they got it shoved up into the green just barely by the close of the market. But we're seeing basically all of the global stock markets are starting to stutter. And this is where economic globalism comes back to bite us in the gluteus maximus, because they're all linked together. And if one has a major correction, it's going to trigger a global crash. Let's see. Basically, down in Australia, Turnbull is saying that protectionism is not in Australia's interests. Protectionism is the opening the door to the trade war. And it's always a short-term patch. The problem is we need to make better quality products that people want to buy. That's basically it. We'll be right back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.